This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. There's a suggestion in the UK that British training of Ukrainian soldiers could move into Western Ukraine, but not right away, if at all, according to AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery.
Britain's new defense secretary suggests that military training of Ukrainian soldiers that currently takes place at UK bases could move into Western Ukraine. In a newspaper interview, recently appointed Defense Minister Grant Shapps says he's in discussions with the British Army about it. But Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is ruling out speculation of an imminent deployment, telling reporters that Shapps' suggestion is not for the here and now, but possibly the long term. Russia is criticizing the proposal, with former President and Deputy Head of Russia's Security Council Dmitry Medvedev claiming Shapps is pushing toward a third world war. Mimi Montgomery, London.
It is Defenders Day in Ukraine, and people on Kyiv's Maidan Square stood still and stopped their cars, some even getting out for a moment of silence, to remember the men and women killed defending the country against the invading Russian army. The Kurdistan Workers' Party, listed as a terror group by Turkey and its Western allies, claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing in the Turkish capital of Ankara on Sunday. Here's Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.
During a spate of violence in 2015 and 2016, Kurdish militants, Islamic State, and other groups either claimed or were blamed for several attacks in major Turkish cities. The incident also comes on the day that Turkey's parliament was set to open a new session. Ankara's chief prosecutor has launched an investigation into Sunday's incident.
Both of the attackers were killed. This is VOA News. Tibetans in India's hill town of Dharamsala said on Sunday that they protested against China on China's 74th Foundation Day. Registering protest against Chinese President Xi Jinping, protesters demanded freedom and fundamental rights.
74 years anniversary is an anniversary of a bloodshed, genocide, human rights violation, and genocide.
The protesters termed the day as Global Day of Action, as they unanimously stood for activists in East Turkestan, Hong Kong, Mongolia, and Taiwan, who are protesting against China's oppressive policies. China sent troops into remote mountainous Tibet in 1950 in what officially termed a peaceful liberation, but has ruled there with an iron fist ever since. Tibetan's government in exile has been functioning in India since 1960 after the current Dalai Lama and many others fled Tibet following a failed uprising against the Chinese occupation in 1959. Slovakia's pro-Russian, anti-liberal election winner Robert Fico was poised on Sunday to begin coalition talks to form a government likely to join Hungary in opposing European Union's military aid for Ukraine. There will not be a partial shutdown of the U.S. government, at least not for 45 days. A last-minute bill was passed in the U.S. Congress, signed into law by U.S. President Biden. It funds the government for those 45 days. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter turns 99 years old today.
America's 39th president, a champion for peace, solar power pioneer.
The video comes from the Carter Center, which also had an online social media campaign for people to send birthday greetings to the former president, who was born in 1924. Some participants remember him for helping low-income and minority Americans. Older Americans say history has proven Carter right on controversial decisions like not attacking Iran in an effort to free American hostages. And younger voters are praising Carter's emphasis on the environment. The former president has battled a series of health issues and is on home hospice care, while his wife Rosalind has dementia. So the two had plans for just a quiet birthday party at their Plains, Georgia home. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And you can get news 24 hours a day on our website, the address, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman.